Okay, we're holding on Pesachim Daf Mem Tet at the Mishnah at the very top. Arbasar Shchaliyot B'Shabbat Ma'aviri Mivarin et Kol Mufnei Shabbat. Tiv Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir holds that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbat, you just get rid of all your chametz Erev Shabbat. B'Chachamim Omrim Bizmano. Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok Omer Teruma Milufnei Shabbat B'Cholim Bizmano. So Rabbi. The Chachamim say that you get rid of it in the appropriate time, just, you know, even on Shabbat. And Rabbi Eliezer says, the Rabbi Bar Tzadok differentiates between Truma that you get rid of before Shabbat and Chulin that you get rid of on Shabbat. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok, Omer, Pam Achat, Shabbat Ababayavne, Vechal Arba Asar Liot B'Shabbat, Uba Zunin, So it's a tzaddik to the story that once he and his father spent Shabbat in Yavne, and then a messenger of Rabban Gamliel named Zunin came and said, on Shabbat it's time to get rid of the chametz, and so that's what he did with his father. He got rid of the chametz on Shabbat. I didn't say this in the Mishnah, but it's the reason for distinguishing between Truma and Chulin is much harder to get rid of Truma in a mutter way on Shabbat. By Chulin, you can just eat it. Okay, new Mishnah. Aholech lishchot et pischa v'lamul et bino v'lachol se'udat erusin v'veit chamav v'niskar shesh l'chametz p'toch b'eito im yachol lachzor l'var l'chzor mitzvato yachzor yivar. So someone is going to the following, is heading to the following things, which are mitzvot. Like if you're going to bring your korban Pesach and to give your son a brit milah or to attend a seudat erusin, right, like a feast upon the betrothal of a woman by the father-in-law's house, you remember that you have chametz in your home. If you can go back, get rid of your chametz, and then return and still complete your mitzvah, that's what you should do. Ve'im lav mvatla b'liyo. However, if you will not be able to do that and still make it in time for the mitzvah, then you should nullify it in your heart. Latzil min anochrim, min anar, min alifstim, min adleika, min amapolet, yivatla b'libo. However, if you're going to save someone, if you're doing from pikuach nefesh, saving someone from non-Jewish bandits, or from a river, or from any bandits, or from a fire, from a falling building, you don't go back at all. You just nullify the chametz in your heart. However, if you're just going for a permissive trip, then you go back and you get rid of the chametz actively. You're not on your way to do a mitzvah.
Basar Kodesh Imavar Tzofim Sofum Komovi Im Lav Choser Sofil Fnei Abir Matzeim Aracha.
If someone is leaving Yerushalayim, remember that you still had the meat that was supposed to have, you know, been burnt in Yerushalayim. And if you've already passed Tzofim, right, then you can burn it where you are. But if you have not yet passed Tzofim, you should go back and burn it there. Vad kama en chozrin, for what amount of chametz do you go back, or for what amount of meat, for that matter, that you have to burn? Rabbi Meir Omer is zevze b'chabetza, Rabbi Yehuda Omer is zevze b'chazayit. So Rabbi Meir says kabetza for both, Rabbi Yehuda says kazayit for both. Chamu Amrim basar kodesh b'chazayit v'chametz b'chabetza. So Rabbi Yehuda says by basar you go back for a kazayit, by chametz you go back for a kabetza. But we can point out a contradiction between this Mishnah and a Braita that we have elsewhere. When it comes to someone going to a meal of an erusin or any other permissive outing, they should go back immediately to take care of their chametz. Right? But here, in our Mishnah, included Misivat erusin, Sudat erusin, with a matter of a mitzvah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Lokasha, Harbi Yuda, Harbi Yossi. The Tanya, Sudat erusin, Rashut, Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mitzvah. Right? It's not a difficulty because one follows Rabbi Yossi's Shita, one follows Rabbi Yuda's Shita. Right? Rabbi Yossi holds that it's a mitzvah, Rabbi Yuda holds that it's a Rashut. Vahashta, Amar, Rabchiz, Da, Machloke, Besud, Shania, Val Besud, Rishon, Divrakal, Mitzvah. Right? And now, actually, that we have this statement of Rav Chizda who differentiates between the first mitzvah, of the first suda of the betrothal, and the second suda of the betrothal. Everyone believes the first one is a mitzvah,
But there's a debate, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi, regarding the second one, whether it's also a mitzvah. You can really even say that both the Mishnah and the Brayta are in accordance with the Rabbi Huda sheet of a lokasha. Still, it's not a difficulty. It's no contradiction. Have a suda rishon, have a suda shniyah, right? Because the one's talking about that you should go back, he's talking about a suda shniyah, which is a rishon. The one that says that, that includes it as a mitzvah is talking about the first suda, but they can both be Rabbi Huda sheet. Tanya, when the Brayta and Rabbi Huda, anilo shemati, Ella Surat Erisin of Allah Sivlonot, Amarlo Rubiosi, Anishamati Surat Erisin Vesivlonot. Rehuda said, I only heard that the first Su'uda is a mitzvah, but not the second Su'uda, the gifts Su'uda, the Su'uda of Sivlonot. Rubiosi said, Rabbi said, I heard both of them were a suda mitzvah. Tanya will in the bright Rabbi Shimon on the suda she'ena mitzvah. She'ena shel mitzvah ein tamid chacham rasha elenot mimena. Right? A Su'uda, like a big event-oriented meal, like a big ceremony meal, that's not centered around a mitzvah, a Talmud Chacham should not be engaged in. Kigon Mai, what type of meal are we talking about that's like a big meal that's not a mitzvah? Amar Yochan, Kigon Bat Kohen, Li Yisrael, Bat Talmud Chacham, Lama Aretz. Like a Seuda for the daughter of a Kohen who marries a Yisrael, or the daughter of a Talmud Chacham who marries an Amma Aretz. So we're about to see a lot of comments on, we're going to go into a lot of different things about Ame Ha'aretz. And for our purposes, Am Ha'aretz may be used to describe someone who is unlearned, but also is very often used to describe someone in a more general term to describe Rishayim. Now, these Rishayim can vary in levels of severity, but some of the instances we're going to see, according to the Rishonim, speak about Rishayim who are like terrible, terrible, you know, Rishayim, like Kofrim against God, as well as could be murderous thieves. We just kind of use Amei Haaretz in a very broad term as people who are uneducated in Torah to mean anywhere from uneducated in Torah to wicked people. And we're going to see our use of a number of different intentions behind Amei Haaretz. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Bat Kohen Li Yisrael Ein Zivugan Oli Yafe. As Rabbi Yochanan says that a Bat Kohen marrying Yisrael, their union is not won't turn out very well. Mayhi, and how do you know that? Amar Rav Chizda O Amano Grusha. What is the unfortunate events that we expect to befall that union? O Amano O Grusha Zera Ein La. Right, we expect her to wind up either a widow or a divorcee, or without children. Matnita Tana, right? And it was taught in a Braita, Kovra o Kovarto o Mviato Lidei Aniut. Either her husband is gonna end up burying her before her time, or she's gonna bury him before his time, or she's going to bring him to poverty. Aini, is that really true? Va Amma Rabbi Yochanan Rotzeshit Asher Yidabek Bi Zaro. Is that really true? Because Rabbi Yochanan said that someone who wants to get rich should attach themselves to Kohanim, should attach themselves to the descendants of Aaron. Kol Shekin Shetor V'Chuhuna Misaratan, right? And so we should assume that all the more so, if you have both Torah and Kahuna, that he should wind up rich. Why would he end up poor because of this? Lo kashya habatamun chacham hab amaretz. Yeah, it's not a difficulty. Where we said that you're going to wind up poor is if you're an amaretz marrying a bat kohen, but where you are not going to wind up poor is if it's talmud chacham marries a bat kohen. Rabbi Yeshua nasiv kahanta chalash lo nichal arum de edabek bizarre. So Rabbi Yeshua married a bat kohen and he became very ill. And he said, it must be that Aaron does not want me marrying into his descendants. Dehavele chatna ki ana. Right? He doesn't want a son-in-law like me. Rav Idi bar Avin nasiv gan. Then nafuk mine etre b'nei smiche. Rav Idi bar Avin married Bat Kohen. And he had two chashuv rabbis come from Rav Sheshet b'reid Rav Idi. Rav Yeshua b'reid Rav Idi. Rav Sheshet and Rav Yeshua. Both came from Amar of Papa. Ilo nasivna kahanta lo itare. Right? And he said, had I not married a bat kohen, I would have never become rich. Amar Rav Kana, ilo nasivna kahanta lo galai. So Rav Kana said, well, if I didn't marry a bat kohen, I never would have been exiled. This is talking about him moving from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and it's called an exile because he's actually forced out to avoid
the being captured by the government after he had after he killed someone. He killed a Jew who was Jewish person who was trying to get the government to seize another Jew's property. Amarle, v'hal makom Torah galita. Says, what are you complaining about? Right, your exile was Eretz Yisrael, was to a makom Torah. What's the big deal? Lo galai k'degala inchi. No. I didn't go there of my own volition to learn Torah. I was kicked out. I fled for my life there. So it was an unfortunate instance. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak kol ha nehena miseura tarashut l'sof gola. Anyone who enjoys from a permissive meal, not a mitzvah-oriented meal, ultimately winds up in exile, as we see. Shneemar, it's stated, "V'ochlim karim mitzon v'agalim mitoch marbek." Right, so you feast on fat sheep and calves. V'chdiv lachen ata yigalu b'rosh golim. Therefore, you will be exiled with the head of the exiles. Tanu benan kol tamid chacham mar besvirato b'chol makom sof machariv et beito. Tamid chacham who eats excessively in any place, for any reason, ultimately his home will be destroyed. Malanet ishto, umealmanet ishto, and his wife will be widowed. Miatemet gozlav, his sons will be orphaned. Miatemet gozlav, right, his sons will be orphaned. Mitamur mitzgachmenu, he's going to forget his learning. Machloket rabot baut alav, a lot of argument comes upon him. Dvarav enem nishmaim, and his words won't be respected, won't be heard. Mechal shem shemaim. He desecrates God's name, Hashem Rabbo, and his rabbi's name, Hashem Aviv, and his father's name, Vigorm Hashem Rala Levanov, Nevanov, Adsofa Oldor. And he caused a bad name to be upon his children, his children's children, for the end of generations. Mahi, now what exactly, what name is he giving to his sons? Amar Baye Karule Bar Machin Tanure. They're going to call him the son of someone who heats up the oven, Rava Amar Bar Marakid Bar Be Kuve. Rav says he's going to call him the son, someone who dances in taverns. Rav Papa Amar Bar Malachich Pinche. They're going to call him the son of someone who licks plates. Rav Shmaya Amar Bar Mach Rava. He's going to call him the son of someone who folds up his clothes and goes to sleep on top of it. Basically, either someone who eats too much or is too focused on food or behaves in a foolish manner. That's what's going to be the reputation of the son of this person. Tanu Banan, Le'olam Yimkor Adam Kol Mash Yesh Lo V'Yisa Bat Talmid Chacham. A person should sell everything that he has in order to marry the daughter of a Talmid Chacham. Shim Beit Ogole Muvzach Lo Shibanav Talmid Chachamim. Because if he dies, if he's exiled still, his children who'll be raised by his father-in-law are going to still end up being Talmid Chacham. V'Al Yisa Bat Ama Aretz. And you shouldn't marry the daughter of an Ama Aretz, because if you die or go into exile, then your children are going to be raised as Ama Aretz. You should sell everything you have to marry the daughter of a Talmid Chacham, and to marry your daughter off to a Talmid Chacham. Mashal inve gefen be inve gefen devar na mitkabel v'lo yisabat Ama Aretz. Mashal inve gefen be inve asne devar ka'ur v'en mitkabel. Right? Marrying the daughter of a Talmid Chacham to a Talmid Chacham is something that goes very nicely together, right? Like grapevines with grapevines, and marrying your daughter off to an Ama Aretz is like something that goes very very poorly together, like grapevines with a berry bush. And they don't work well together. They look ugly. And it's not accepted to do such a thing. Tan Rabbanan, Lolam Yimkor Adam Kol Ma Sheyesh Lo V'Yisa Bat Talmid Chacham Lo Matza Bat Talmid Chacham Yisa Bat Gedolei Hador. So you should sell everything you have to try to marry your daughter off to Bat Talmid Chacham, and if not, you should marry your daughter off to a great person of the generation, not necessarily a massive Torah scholar, but someone who's great in actions. Lo matza bat gedolei hador, yisa bat roshei knesiot. If you can't find someone who's great in his actions, you should marry off to a community leader. Lo matza bat roshei knesiot, yisa bat gabai tzedakah. And if you can't marry off to a community leader, you should give it to someone who's a charity collector. Lo matza bat gabai tzedakah, yisa bat melamed tinokot. If you can't find someone who's a charity collector, marry your daughter off to a teacher of children.
children. But you should not marry it off to the daughter of an Am Haaretz. And here's where you kind of start to get into the harsh terminology. Right? Because they, because Am Haaretz are, you know, are creatures, and their wives are creatures, and about their daughters, it's written that curses a person who lies with an animal. Tanya, Tana Breita, Rabbi Omer, Am Haaretz Asur Lechol Basar, that an Am Haaretz can't eat meat. Asur V'Am Haaretz eat meat. Shneimar Zot Torah Habehema Ve'Of. As it's written, this is the Torah Habehema Ve'Of. Kolosek B'Torah Mutar Lechol Basar Behema Ve'Of. Anyone who is engaged in Torah is allowed to eat, but chicken or meat. But someone who's not engaged in Torah is not allowed to eat meat, right? So it could be actually them eating meat, but it could be eating the meat that they watched over, like they can't be a mashgiach kashrut. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, im am haaretz mutar lenochro biyom kippurim shechaliot b'shabbat. So here we get into a much harsher lashono, which the rishonim understand are dealing with rishaim. We still under the category of am haaretz, but just rishaim, like murderers even. It says am haaretz, you're allowed to stab even on Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbat, meaning the holiest day of the year still. Amrulo Tamidav Rebbe Amor Lashokhto. He says, Rebbe, you should say instead that you're allowed to slaughter him through Shechita and not stab him. Amr Lehed Zetun Bracha Vzeemtaun Bracha. No, because Shechita would require a bracha. Stabbing does not require such bracha. Amr Rabbi Elazar Am Haaretz Asur Lehit Lavot Imo Baderech. You can't accompany an Am Haaretz on a journey. Shneemar Kihu Chayecha V'Orech Yamecha. As it's written that the Torah is your life and the length in your days. Al chayav lochas. So if he's not gonna, if he has no regard for his own life because he's not learning Torah, and Torah is your life source, he's disregarding his very life source, Torah. So he has no regard for his own life. Al chayi chavero lo kol shekein. So you expect him to have high regard for his friend's life if he doesn't have regard for his own life. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Am Haaretz mutar likoro kedag. You can tear open Am Haaretz like a fish. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzhak umegabo, even from his back, so it'll go faster. Tanya, again referring to the Rishayim. Tanya, we learned the right Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kshaiti Am Haaretz, Amarti mi tein li Talmid Chacham ven Shecho kechamor. Rabbi Akiva says, when I was in Am Haaretz, I used to say the following about Talmid Chachamim. I hated Torah scholars. I would say, who would bring me a Talmid Chacham, and I'll bite him like a donkey. Amar Talmidav Rebbe Omar Kechelef. He said, Rebbe, you should have used Kelef. It's a much more common expression, like a dog bite, not a donkey bite. Amar Leen Zenoshech v'shover etzim Zenoshech v'enoshover etzim. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, I would have to say donkey, because when a donkey bites, breaks the bone. When a dog bites, it doesn't. Tanya, we learned to write the Hayaru Meir Omer, Koha Masi Bitul Am Haaretz, Ki Ilu Kofta Wani Chalfnei Ari. Anyone who marries off the daughter from Am Haaretz, it's like they're binding her up and putting her in front of a lion. Ma Ari Doris Vilchavein Loboshit Panim, just like a lion tears his prey apart and devours it and has no shame for what he's doing. Av Am Haaretz Makeo Volvein Loboshit Panim. So too, an Am Haaretz is suspect of beating his wife when he sleeps with her without any kind of shame. Tanya, we learned the Braita, Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Il Male Anu Tzrichim Lehem L'masav Ma'atanu Yorginu Tanu. Right, so as it says, if the Am Haaretz didn't need us for to engage in business with us, they would kill us all, right? Because they hate us so much, as Rabbi Kiva displayed that when he was in Am Haaretz, he hated Talmid Chachamim. Tanu Rabbi Chia, Kol Ha'osek B'Torah Lefnei Am Haaretz, Kilo Bo'el R'Satob B'Fanav. Anyone who learns Torah in front of Am Haaretz, it's like he's sleeping with the Am Haaretz betrothed wife in front of him. Shnei Amar, Torah Tzivilanu Moshe Murasha. Right, as it says, the Torah, the Moshe commanded us in Torah, which is a heritage, which is an inheritance. Amorasha, I'll take you Morasha Ela Meursa. Don't read inheritance, rather a Meursa, a betrothed woman. Gidola Sina She Sonin Am Haaretz Talmid Chacham Yoter Miss Sina She Sonin Umot Olam Et Yisrael. Am Haaretz hate Torah scholars more than non-Jews hate Jews. Unashotehen Yoter Mehen, and their wives. The wives of Am Haaretz hate Torah scholars even more than they, the Am Haaretz, do. Tana, we learned the Braita, Shana Operesh Yoter Mikulan, that the people who hate Talmid Chachamim the most are those who learn Torah and then they decided to stop. They hate Talmid Chachamim more than anyone else. Tana Rabbanan, Shishat Dvarim Nehemru B'Am Haaretz. Six things were said about Am Haaretz. Ein Mosrin Len Edut. You can't tell them over Edut. Ein Mekamim Edut. And you can't
take, you can't accept their testimony. Aim the guy on them, so you can't reveal secrets to them. Can't appoint them people who look over orphans' properties, but while they're still too young. Can't put them in charge of a charity fund. And you can't accompany them on a journey. And there's some say even you don't announce when they lost their property. Why does the Tanakama not include the last one about announcing their lost property? Because sometimes they'll have children, they'll have descendants who are worthy, who are very important, and they'll be able to benefit from that possession ultimately. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Someone who left Yerushalayim, but didn't burn the meat. Lemeimra, the Rebbe Meir Savar Keveta Hu Dechashiv, Rebbe Yehuda Savar Kezayit Nami Chashiv, right? Is that to say that Rebbe Meir sees a Keveta as a significant amount, but Rebbe Yehuda only sees even a Kezayit as a significant amount? Ruminhu, but let's contrast this Mishnah with the following Breita. Ad Kama Hen Mizamnin, right? What is the minimum amount that requires a zimun? Ad kezayit, right? Kezayit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says ad kebeitza. Rabbi Yehuda seems to suggest that the minimum significant shita is a kebeitza, whereas Rabbi Meir would say that it's a kezayit. So that's flipped from our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan muchlevet shita. Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, we need to switch the shitas. That way it aligns. Abaya Amar Abaya says, Lulam lo tepuch. Abaya says, no, don't switch around the shitas. Hata mikrai pligi, right? Because what? The different inyanim, the different sugyas, look at each sugya by itself and see if it makes sense, right? There, by the zimun, by the mizuman, by the zimun, by benching, they are, they're arguing about how to understand a pasuk. They're just going by the understanding of the pasuk. Hacha b'svara pligi. Whereas in our Mishnah, it's all about a svara. It's all about a logical assessment. Hatam b'krae pligi. There, by the pasuk, they're arguing about the following. Rabbi Meir savar ve'achalta zo achila v'savata zo shdia. That when the pasuk says ve'achalta v'savata uverachta, that you eat and you are satiated and you make a bracha, that achila is referring to achalta is referring to achila, savata is referring to shdia, v'achila b'kazayit. And so stam achila without any specification is a kazayit. And so Rabbi Meir says that you make a zimun when you've eaten kazayit. Rabbi Yehuda savar ve'achalta v'savata achila shesh basvia. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, ve'achalta v'savata is one thing. It's eating enough to be satiated, and so it's more than just normal eating. Ve'ezazo b'chabeitza, right? And that eating is in a kabeitza. Hacha b'svara pligi. Whereas here in the Mishnah, they're not arguing about how to understand the pasuk. They're arguing about a svara. The Rabbi Meir savar chazarato ketumato. Right. The amount that you should have to go back for is the same amount is identical to the laws of tuma itself that you're burning. Ma tumato b'chabeitza. Just like tuma applies only once you have a kibetza, but no less. Av chazotah b'kibetza. So we're going to say by going back, you have to only if it's a kibetza. Rabbi Yehuda savar chazarato. However, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't link it with tuma laws as a kibetza. Rather, he holds chazarato ki isuro, that you have to go back should correspond to the minimum size that creates an isur achila. Ma isur b'chazayit, av chazarato b'chazayit. Just like going back. So just like eating something is usher by kazayit, so you should have to go back to burn even a kazayit. We'll stop here.